Okay, so let's do a Kotel and a Bass. So we're doing the so basically we got these exceptions. So the Braisa says that all brachos start with Baruch and end with Baruch, except Berachos Mitzvos, Berachos Peros, Brachos Mechol Chavrata, Bracha Achrona Shel Kriyishma. Okay, so let's see. Right, let's see the Rashbam. What is it, Rashi? I think it's both Rashi and the Rashbam. So let's look at Rashi. Berachos Mitzvos. So it's Kavtal and Bezim Sachem. We could go on this Atif Betzitzis, Valentis Lulav. Right, so those don't have, don't start and end the Farach. Brachos Mechol Chavrata. You want to know some Shoshman Esrei? Those are Shmuchel Chavrata, and that's why they don't start with the Baruch, right? Okay, fine. Bracha Achron Shul Kirishma, Afal Pishen Bracha Acheres Ma'ilay Mena, Shemaskel Bav Baruch, Even though there's no Bracha right before it, it started with the Baruch, right? I guess there's Ava Rabba, right? Ava Rabba or Avas Olam was before that, but that didn't start with the Baruch. Okay, we'll see what he means by that exactly in a second. Yesh, because I guess you have Shema like right before it. You don't have Emuna, you don't have the Bracha before it, right? You have Shema right before it. Okay, but still it doesn't start with the Baruch at Hashem. Okay, Yesh mehem ne'elushis karnu sheposeach behem be'baruch. There are certain ones of these exceptions which start with Baruch but don't end with Baruch. You go on Berachos Peros and Mitzvos. The Yeshua Shechosim ain't a Pasuk. And some the opposite. Kigon, where Kotal and Mbezim Sachem. Kigon, Berachos Mechol Chavrata. Okay, so now Rashi explains. So Berachos Mechol Chavrata ends with Baruch but doesn't start with Baruch. Sha'arei Potarsa Rishona. Sheniftecha beBaruch. So the Bracha before it pattered it. Why? Because the bracha before it started with a baruch. Started with a baruch. Okay, so again, so let's take, for example, Ata Gibar. So Ata Gibar, why doesn't Ata Gibar start with Baruch Hashem? So Rashi's saying, because the bracha before it started with Baruch Hashem, so the bracha before it, which is Smucha to, started with a baruch. Right? Sorry, the Baruch. Right.
That's not what the Sefer Chinuch said.
Yeah, right. Sefer Chinuch said it's because the Baruch before it ended with the Baruch, right?
Right.
Right. And look at the Rashbam also. If you look down to the bottom, it's like eight lines to the bottom. Yesh mehem shechosmim ve'eno poseach kigon brachos mechol chavrata shehari potarsa harishona shniftecha be'baruch. The first one started with the Baruch, and therefore it patters it. Right? So you see, according to the Rashbam and the Rashi, so when you have a bracha l'smichul chavrata, the reason why the second bracha doesn't need us to start with the baruch is because the first one already started with the baruch. And that counts. Now, if you look at Tosos, the bracha Tosos, chos mi bracha l'smichul chavrata, it's a big one, which hopefully we'll go through it, but let's just for the first line or two. Pirush, efisha chasam barishona, since you ended with the first one, ain't sarach liftoach hashniya v'baruch. You don't need to start the second one with the baruch. Right? And yes, Ken pointed out when we read the chinuch, Sefer Chinuch also, he was learning like Tosos. So you see that there's a machlokas, but when you have a bracha l'chuzbechol chavrata, why doesn't the second bracha need a baruch? Is it because the bracha, the prior bracha began with the baruch, and therefore you don't need this one to begin with the baruch? Or is it because the prior one ended with a Baruch? And therefore, you don't need this one to start with a Baruch. Right, that's
well, if the prior one ended with a bracha, so that should end that bracha. So I would think you would need another bracha to start the next.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But I mean, by that logic, even if it started with Baruch, it certainly, you know. It also ended with a baruch. It's not a question of the facts. I mean, the prior one started
and it started and ended with a baruch.
Right. Says, which one is significant? Which one is
pontificate? The significant one, right?
Starting with a baruch. Now, every single baruch from Shemot Esrei, Right, Rafaino. Why doesn't Rafaino have to start with Baruch? So, I mean, I guess according to Rabbeinu Tosos, it's because Re'evi Anyenu just ended Baruch Hashem Vol Yisrael. According to Rashi, I guess it's because the first bracha started Baruch Hashem. I guess, no? I mean, so I guess it's going to have to go back to the bracha of the psicha, right? Funny, no? No, let's go with what Eli's saying. I think it's a good start, okay? So he's saying is that, what's the idea of a Poseach Baruch? Right, look, the Chasima of Baruch, I guess based on what Ariel is saying, the Chasima is like the punchline. The punchline, you say a lot of stuff, it's a Baruch Arucha, you have a lot of thoughts, and they're all nice ideas, but there's a punchline. There's an essence, there's an ikar, and Baruch Ata Hashem, Ruch Vechalim Yisrael, or Baruch Ata Hashem, Al Arzal Mechia, is the punchline, the culmination, the climax. So that's the Chasima. But what's the bar? What's the role of a Baruch at the beginning? Why not just say, start off with whatever? I don't know, something like that. Just start off, whatever. So it seems like you're starting off, like, well, who are you talking to? What are you talking about? What are you doing? Like, well, you just stop talking? Like, what's the Amira? So the idea is that when you're involved in Bracha, it should be Muchach that you're involved in Bracha. Right? It should be Muchach that this is a Bracha. You shouldn't just start talking. And then, that's what you're doing, a bracha. But it's like the essence of what you're doing is acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of bracha, expressing Hashem as a baruch, the source of all bracha. So therefore, when you shouldn't just initiate a toss speech, which is, it's supposed to be a formal amira of bracha, by just words which aren't muchach, that's what you're involved in. So the role of a baruch is to initiate that's what you're being osek in. You're opening up the baruch, which is like essentially what you're doing. Right, the whole long arichas, and then you finish it up. So it's like by bookending this, the both ends of it with the baruch, it's like clear from the outset that you're not just stam involved in words and speech. There's a lot of words a person says, but you're involved in this formal official amira called bracha. Right? Especially it's good like last time, it's Omer versus Baruch. Baruch is like a formal type of a bracha, formal type of a statement. So technically you're involved in a specific kind of an act, which we call bracha. So if you just finished, and a minute ago you just said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Avraham, and then you continue, Ata Gibar, well, you just said Baruch Ata Hashem. Like you're clearly it's clearly a bracha. You just said that, like the Baruch to Hashem of the acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Baruch, you just happened right beforehand. So you don't have to start again by saying Baruch to Hashem. You just said Baruch to Hashem. Right? So it's like the whole idea is to qualify like that's what you're engaged in. Now, I guess in theory you could say that would go on either the psicha or the chasima of the previous one. I'm not really sure if this svara is discriminating which one it is, because you could just say, look, you just did a bracha. You started the bracha. You could say, well, you just finished the bracha. I mean, either way, it's like the bottom line is you're just doing a bracha. Right? So it's like, I think that's an idea whichever way you say, kind of. But maybe it'll help open up the door for a chiluk as to whether that makes more sense to apply, to hook it into the previous chasim or the previous psicha. But it seems like it's a framework of looking at this whole thing. So I think this, I just want to elaborate on what you're suggesting, Ken. I think the same thing as you. I think I'm just going to make it a little clearer. Okay? That there's like, when you have a seder of brachos, okay, that's again saying you have a sequence of brachos. So like there's a, in a certain sense, like a hisaskos of the gavra in brachos, right? I'm doing a seder of brachos. So even though each bracha is its own independent chafetz shel bracha, if you will, right? But the gavra is osek in a sequence of brachos. He's saying brachos krishma. He's saying that's right. So like each bracha on its own is its own thing, but there's a involvement of the gavra in bracha. And when you begin your involvement, when you begin, you initiate your involvement in this, you know, Seder of a Brachos, you say Brachot Hashem, and that defines what I'm going to be involved in. I'm now initiating a Nehisaskos in Bracha, Brachot Hashem. And what I say now, until I keep going, is a flow of Brachos. Now, when I finish the first one, like, I'm already Osek in Bracha. I don't have to start the Bracha again. In other words, Brachot Hashem is like initiating. What are you Osek in? Are you just talking? You're not just talking. You're saying a Baruch. You're totally saying Baruch, Baruch Hashem. So now I initiate Shemon Esrei by saying Baruch Hashem. That's what I'm doing now. I'm doing Shevach Hashem. And now I say, again, Avraham, well, I'm still, I know, I'm not done. Just because I finished the Cheftish of Baruch, like, if I walk away, I walk away. But I'm not walking away. I'm still talking. Ata Gibor, Ata, you know, Ata Gadosh, and so on and so forth. So the point is that the role of the psich of the baruch is like defining the saskas agavra. Before you start doing bracha, say, I'm doing bracha, bracha to Hashem. Engage the essence of what you're doing by initiating the essential key word, bracha to Hashem. And then everything you're saying is on that platform. So it doesn't, like once, as long as I'm continuing my sequence of brachos, so the first bracha, baruch, which defined my hisaskas, is active continually. It's not pshat like, once I finish the first one, I'm done. No, as long as I keep going. So the initial baruch, which I had at the beginning of the whole sequence, it was defined me as like a mevarich. And then I have a right to rely on that in continuance of my of the Seder of Brachos. Right, Ken, is that...
That's
explaining the Shita of Rashi and Rashbam. That's the psicha. That once you've begun, right, that once you begin the sequence, you're involved in, the Gavra's involved in this askos of Seder Brachos. And once he initiates the Seder, the Brach to Hashem, it defines his askos. That's what he's doing. That's what he's involved in. He's not just saying Dvar Ma'alma, not just saying words of Sheva, even words of Sheva, but he's involved in Bracha. That's the Gavra's Mevarech. He's involved in the activity which we call Bracha, and not just Amira. So what the activity is, the inception of his askas. The once he starts, he says Baruch Hashem, and that defines what he's doing until he closes out. Right?
So
the reason why each bracha has its own chasima is because they're different brachas. And what makes it a bracha unto itself is that I'm saying a different Baruch Hashem. I'm praising Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Gol Yisrael. Or whatever, they're different brachas. So the bracha, it is a different bracha. It's just the role of the initial barach is not because the bracha intrinsically has to have it. The role of the initial bracha is to define my esaskas. If you're involved in barach, you should define that that's what you're doing. You're not just doing shavach or words involved in barach. The role of the first barach is defining the esaskas of the gavra. So once when I have a sequence, and the gavra is involved in a sequence, it's sufficient to define his esaskas at the beginning of the sequence. But the chasima is not to define as esaskas. The chasima is because that's the ikkar of the bracha. That's the culmination. That's the whole punchline. Baruch Hashem for Chama Yisrael. I cannot say that. That's what I'm trying to do. Now the question is, what's the position of Tosfos? Right? What's the position of Tosfos who holds that the brachas mechol chavrta, it's the chasima of the previous one, which is working for the psicha of this one. Right? Why doesn't Tosfos agree that the original psicha kicks the whole thing off, and that's all you need? Yeah. So maybe like this, okay? Like Ariel's saying. It's a din of the chas. Okay? Which means like this, is that according to the Tosfos, there's a structure of a chafza shel bracha. Okay, it's a din in the structure of a bracha. It's not a din that gavra is askas, that he has to initiate what he's doing. But the chafza of a bracha, the bracha rucha, has to have a pseach, a baruch, and chozem baruch. Has to start in the bracha itself has to have a baruch in the beginning and a baruch at the end. Right? But he holds that since there's a concept of a bracha smucha l'chavrta, is an idea of brachos which form a string of brachos, which are mitzurafim zelazah. So the baruch, the acknowledgement of Hashem as a source of bracha, which is at the end of the previous bracha, which is samach to this, could suffice, is mitzuraf to this bracha, and it could function to define, to have a baruch at the beginning of this bracha as well. I guess it's like, in a certain sense, it's a different idea of a chain. The chain in Rashi's way was like the gavra's osik. It's a saskas a gavra. According to Tosis, it's more like the chain. It's like there's a lechatzos on mitzurafim zelazah. Then there's seder habrachos. So the baruch, the acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which just took place right on the heels of the previous bracha, just took place, and it's samach to this. So when you say Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa, who are you talking to? Rafa'inu, but the baruch to Hashem, like we just said, baruch to Hashem, Gal Yisrael, Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa. So it's like, it's because it's mitzuraf, the brachas are mitzuraf m'zelazah, structurally. So therefore the baruch, which was on the end of the previous one, could also relates to the beginning of this one. So it's like every structure, every bracha has to be like muchach from the structure of it that it's involved in, that it's a bracha. But again, it could be muchach in that it's a bracha because you initiate with a baruch, or because it's samach to the word baruch, or the baruch right at the end of the previous one. So that's what like defines the chefza shel bracha as bracha, is the word baruch. But again, the word baruch has to be in this chafza or samach to this chafza. But the baruch all the way at the beginning of Shemana Esrei can't define atagibar, because that's way back. You have to define this chafza shel bracha. And if the word or the phrase which was just prior to this chafza was baruch to Hashem, and it's mitzurav zelazah, so the baruch which is just prior, could define this as baruch also. But if you're defining the chafza shel bracha, so then you can't transition, or you can't bridge the gap all the way from the beginning. You define the gavra, it's one continuous askas. But if you define the chafza shel bracha, then you could have that which is just prior to the chafza. Just like, for example, a baruch atosh on halachos matzah goes on the maisa which follows it. And amiras, things which are smuchan zelazah, are related one to another. So the baruch atosh, which is in the end of one bracha, is mitzuraf to the beginning of this new bracha, and thereby it could qualify this chafza shel bracha. But there's no way you could qualify a chafza shel bracha by the baruch that was 20 words ago. It's too far away. Because
with a period and an amen in between.
What?
All right. Even without the amen, but you have a...
I'm just saying, like, that's
I know.
You're done.
You're saying it's like this.
Right.
You're closing an idea.
Yeah, the idea
if
is...
Go ahead.
The idea is the same as within Rashi, is that what this chafza is a chafza of baruch. That's what it is. It's a bracha. Now, of course, it's a different content. The particular of the bracha is not the same content as the bracha which is just before it, but you have to define that this is a chafza shel bracha. That's what it is. That's what the amira I'm doing is. It's a bracha. So now the fact that I just completed bracha, and I said, Baruch Ata Hashem Chonen Adas, now I go Hashiveinu. So it's like the amira which I'm saying is on the heels of a chasimas abracha. And therefore it's mitzuraf to a chasimas abracha. And thereby it defines that now I'm continuing in the next bracha. There's an idea of a seder habrachos. And the baruch is defining the essence of what brachos are. And I just defined that essence and I was chosen with it. And now I start. So now these two are mitzuraf and zelazah. So the amira which I'm involved in now is not the same content, the particular content, but the same general type of a statement. So this chafza is a chafza of baruch because it's on the heels, it's samach to a baruch. So the word baruch, which is either samach to it, is what defines this chafza. I mean, this gets to what Ken's point before. It works because there's a din of a chain of brachos. There is a chafza. That's what according to us, it's like the chafzaos or mitzurafim. This is Shemona Esrei. There is a sequence of brachos. It's not a hard stop. The brachos are one into the next. They're niskan as a seder or whatever, and you're saying them as smucha. So now there's a smichas. So the baruch at the end of the previous one, yeah, is like it's quite characterizing what that chafza was. It was a chafza of a baruch. And now the next chafza, which just starts with words, yeah, but it's part of the chain of brachos. So the baruch at the end relates to this chafza. But the baruch at the beginning can relate to this chafza because the baruch at the beginning was all the way far removed from the baruch. It was just too far. It can't relate to this chafza. If it's defining the chafza, each chafza has to be defined independently, and each chafza is going to be defined by the baruch which is right prior to it. It can't go all the way, all going back to the original first one. How could they all go back to the first one? It's so far away. But if it's defining the saskas agavra, and it's one continuous saskas, so then that saskas was defined in the very beginning. So it's a classic chafza gavra, right? But, you know, the word's chafza gavra, but the concept is more like, you know, like every chafza gavra is different, obviously. But this is, it's understanding as the role of the baruch in terms of the bracha rukas. That's a good point, I just mentioned. The idea we had in the 100 brachas here is that the essence of every bracha is baruch to Hashem. So even though there are 100 different brachas, the idea of making a sequence, a number, highlights the essence, the common theme in every bracha. You got 100 bracha to Hashem, Elokim Ha'olam, so the essence of every bracha is really the one common essence. So they may be different in the particular content, but the essence is and arguably that's part of the idea of having bracha to Hashem, defining that as the essence of what you're doing. So the bracha from the previous one could relate to the bracha of this one. Are they different? I mean, in particular, they're different, but in essence, they're not. Yeah, that's a good point. Good association. Okay, good. So what I'd like to take up next time is the next Rashbam is on Bracha Acharon Shebe Kriya Shema. Okay, how exactly that one operates. Because that's not quite Smachal Chavrata, Ames V'yatzev, Ames Amunah, but yet you don't start with the Baruch. So somehow, like the Kriya Shema isn't a Hefsik or something like that. So I'll look at the Rashbam. And what I think what we'll do is my strategy here is going to be to go through the Rashbams and then to go through that Tosos, that big Tosos. Yeah. Okay, good?